Okay, if you just joined us, welcome to Member Solutions Teleconference. Today we are talking about getting the best results from your Buddy Day class planner. My name is Melody Schumann, and I will be conducting the teleconference today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you can go ahead and just mute your phone for the first portion of the teleconference, that way we don't have any background noise, that would be great. And this teleconference, this lecture will be probably a little shorter than most of the other ones, primarily because the majority of the material that we sent to you in our text format was actually drills and activities. Basically what I'll do is I'll just go over some key tips on how to get your Buddy Day started, some follow-up tips, and then we'll open it up for some questions and answers for anybody who has any questions on the drills that I provided you. A lot of them are kind of self-explanatory, but of course, if there's anything that you do not understand or any kind of questions or comments you want to make, please do not hesitate to ask, or please do not hesitate to share your feedback. Just before we begin, I'd like to quickly thank everybody for all the feedback that we've been getting the past few months on the Member Solutions teleconferences. It seems like the last 90 days we've really started to get a lot of good feedback from people sending emails in response to previous teleconferences, and also I've been getting a lot of feedback on requests for teleconferences. Remember, we want to service you and we want to fit your needs and make sure that we're helping you get the best results with your martial arts business. So if there's any particular topic that you find is very important that you'd like to learn about and gather information, do not hesitate to request that, because that's how we get that's how we produce our information that we distribute to you via the teleconferences. I'd like to thank everybody who put in the request for the Buddy Day class planner. I think that was a very good request. It's very well needed, especially with the new year coming up. We've done several Buddy Days at our new school here in St. Petersburg, Florida, and we've gotten fantastic results. And I'm going to share with you some of the ideas and some of the material that we used in order to ensure that the class planners were successful. So let's go ahead and get started. Just talking about Buddy Days, it's a very common thing that a lot of schools have been using for a very long time. Some of the feedback that I've gotten from people in the past few months talking about Buddy Days is that they've ran Buddy Days and they haven't really had many students participate. Or I've also gotten feedback from people who say they've run Buddy Days, but in the Buddy Day, a lot of buddies have showed up, but a lot of people were not enrolling. So I'm going to give you some tips and ideas on how to capitalize on these Buddy Days, not only on how to get a lot of students in the door, but also how to follow up and transform a lot of those buddies into actual students. So let's just go ahead and get started here. The first and most important thing to ensure that your Buddy Day is very successful is just all in the organization and planning for your Buddy Day. I recommend that you at least plan your Buddy Day 30 days prior to your event. Start promoting it that soon. And make sure that you promote your Buddy Day just like you do any kind of marketing plan. You want to make sure that you have a letter that you send to all of your students. You want to make sure that you have email announcements to all of your students as well. If you do not have an email database of all your students, I highly recommend that you start collecting everybody's email address, inform them that you're going to be consistently sending them email announcements and reminders and so forth, because it's a crucial line of communication at my school. A lot of my students really appreciate the fact that we follow up with them via email, and also a lot of our students sometimes forget what's going on at our school, and those email reminders can make a big difference and generate much better results. So, again, here's a couple of things that you want to do. 30 days prior to your Buddy Day, you want to start announcing it to your students. You want to send a letter home telling them to invite their friends. You want to send out an email announcement to all of your students informing them of the Buddy Day. Another thing that we do right now is we have a digital crawl in our school that we have the most upcoming events that are posted on that digital crawl. So while the parents are sitting there watching classes, they always look up. It's a great place to show the reminders of things that are coming up. We also have a dry erase board that's kind of our bulletin area where we're posting the upcoming events. Again, it's just another reminder. I try to think about the 10 times rule when I'm promoting any kind of event, whether it's my open house, my Buddy Day, or even just in marketing. Somebody really has to hear about it 10 times before they take advantage or before it really starts to sink in. And, of course, the most important tool that we found was very, very effective for Buddy Days is a Buddy Day invitation. We designed a really, really professional Buddy Day invitation full color, front and back, high gloss, almost like a birthday party invitation, and it even has the little waiver inside the invitation. So the student gives it, the students distribute it to their friends bring it home, show their mom and dad, their parents fill out the waiver, just in case the parent actually doesn't attend the buddy day. You still need those waivers, those are very, very important. I can't stress that enough. I've talked to more than one martial arts school owner in the past month, who have said that they've had injuries in their school, and the students who acquired the injuries were students that were just participating on a volunteer basis. They didn't fill out a waiver, and now they put themselves in pretty difficult positions. So you want to make sure that you have those waivers filled out as well. Again, going back to the invitation, I think the invitations were a key tool that we've used to get a lot of people in our door with the Buddy Day, because sometimes just your student telling their friend, hey, we're having a Buddy Day at my school, do you want to come? That might not be enough to actually get them in the door. If they have something tangible that they take home and show their mom and dad that reminds them of the event and provides a lot of information about the event, it makes it a lot easier and increases your chances of results. And then, of course, the nicer your invitations are and the more money and effort and professionalism you put into those invitations, the bigger impression you're going to leave on those potential buddies, the better chance that you're going to have of getting them to come into your school. So keep in mind that if you can design fancy invitations or at least professional invitations for your buddy days, that's definitely going to increase your results. We are in a process of hiring a graphic designer to create all kinds of buddy day invitations, birthday cards, and so forth available through our Schumann Concepts archives. And, of course, if you're a Member Solutions client and you'd like to take a look at one of those invitations, please do not hesitate to shoot me over an email and request one. As soon as we have those reproduced, we'll send them out to you. So, again, one more time. When you're organizing your Buddy Day class planner, when you're organizing your Buddy Day, make sure you create almost like a marketing plan. You want to have flyers, you want to announce it to all your students, having posters, posting it on your dry erase board. If you have a digital crawl, that's a great place to put it. Don't forget about your email announcements. And then, of course, you want to post it on the homepage of your website, too. So when you hand out those invitations and those flyers for your students to distribute to their buddies, their family can actually jump online and read a little bit more information about your school and also find out more specifics about the Buddy Day. You want to make sure also that you maximize or you want to put a class size maximum on your Buddy Day. We made the mistake of doing a Buddy Day pizza party when we first opened our school. We had just over 40 kids participate, and it was almost a nightmare because there were so many students. If you limit the amount of students that come to the Buddy Day, it almost creates a bigger demand. And although you hate to turn people away, it still leaves an impression with them if you say, sorry, we're full on the Buddy Day, we'll have a follow-up Buddy Day that you can participate in. It lets them know that you are a professional business, you care about quality, and also shows them that a lot of people are interested in your business. That kind of increases your demand, too. It's very important that you also have a sign-up sheet at your front counter that you students can pre-register. That way it enables you to make sure that you have the right amount of staff to run your Buddy Day. It also makes sure that you limit your class size. If you don't have a sign-up sheet, you never know. You could have 5 students, you could have 40 students, and we all know that it's very hard to prepare for an event or activity or class and when you don't exactly know how many students are showing up, what the age groups are, and so forth. So the sign-up sheet can help eliminate a lot of that. The next important thing that you want to do as far as planning for your Buddy Day is make sure that you have a great class planner. Now, what we did here is we provided you with a very comprehensive Buddy Day class planner. This class planner I use for my Buddy Days all the time. It guarantees a lot of results. Having a class planner already prepared prior to doing your Buddy Day really eliminates a lot of the unnecessary stress that comes along with the typical Buddy Day. In the past, I haven't written out class planners. I just figured I would wing it depending on the kids' personalities and how many people showed up. What happens when you do that is while you're running one particular drill, instead of enforcing enthusiasm and encouragement and maybe even possibly technique, you're trying to think about what you're going to do next. And that never really works because it's very hard to think about two things at one time and get the best results from both angles. So if you have a class planner already written, again, it eliminates a lot of the unnecessary stress. So I'm just going to quickly fly through the class planner, and then, of course, after I review the entire report, I'll open it up for anybody. If you have any questions, if there's some drills that maybe you don't understand, you feel free to go ahead and ask some questions about that. So first thing, let's just go through. I like to do a lot of warm-up activities with my students, especially in the buddy days, because this enables me an opportunity to really find out which buddies in the class have good upper body strength, have good lower body strength. I also want to see who has really good endurance, and even technique and enthusiasm. All those different things play an important role. So I like to do a lot of fun warm-up activities for me to kind of scale each one of those buddies, and it helps me identify which ones I think are going to be ideal students, which is very important and very effective too. So if you look here in the fun warm-up activities, one of my favorite warm-up activities, and not just my favorite, but my students' favorites, I guess that's why it's considered one of my favorites, because if they enjoy it, it's more enjoyable for me to teach, is the shoulder taps. It's a great upper body exercise. The students really like it because it's very simple, but at the same time it can be very challenging because we're really looking for speed. Who can tap both shoulders the fastest? And, you know, of course, students, especially at the age of 9 and over, they're very competitive, and this is something that every single student can do pretty well, and you never know who's going to be the fastest. There's not just one particular student that dominates this exercise, which is really cool. So I like to do shoulder taps. Then I like to split them up with their buddies and have them compete with each other because healthy competition is always very good. They utilize each other to become faster and more enthusiastic. We also do the push-up game where they're facing each other in push-up position and they try to knock each other off balance. That's a lot of fun. I recommend it if you have mats. If you don't have mats, you might want to stay away from the push-up game if the floor is hard because you definitely don't want them to fall and hurt themselves on carpet. Another warm-up exercise that I really like is the shuttle runs. It's a great exercise that helps build their endurance. It really helps me see which students are in shape and which students are not in shape, which is very good because that helps me identify students' strengths and students' weaknesses. For example, when we're doing the shuttle runs, if there's a particular student who's a buddy, who's not a student, who dominates it, who's very fast, quick speed, quick agility, after the buddy day, I'm going to go up to the parent and say, Johnny has fantastic agility. During that shuttle run, I noticed he was very quick with his feet. He's got fantastic endurance. I think he'd do really well in the martial arts because of that. Or even in the opposite. If there's one particular student who's slow or maybe gets winded, going up to the parent afterwards and saying, you know, I noticed during the shuttle run that Johnny was getting a little winded. I think the martial arts would be really good for him because it's going to get him in shape. It's very important that you always make sure the children are getting the ample amount of exercise. Because he was winded, that just kind of shows that he's not really getting the right amount of exercise that he really needs. And the sooner you start putting him into physical activities, the better health he's going to have, especially when he gets into those preteen and adult years. So I think martial arts would be a very good activity for your child to participate in, again, to get them into that kind of that necessary shape that they're going to need for their future. So again, like I said, some of these exercises helps you translate student strengths and weaknesses. Don't be afraid to go up to a parent and point out a weakness. Of course, you don't want to say, oh, your child stinks, he's very slow, he's not in very good shape. You want to say it in a way that's maybe supportive and almost like a consultant, providing them with advice and guidance. Sometimes parents maybe don't realize that your children have weak lower body strength or weak upper body strength. And as a professional, if we identify those particular weak spots and point them out, parents really do appreciate that. Going on, we do the partner race with the cone. Basically, what we do is we have one cone on each side of the training deck. We put two kids in the middle of the floor. If I say left, they have to run to the left cone and touch it. If I say right, they have to run to the right cone. It's a very good drill to build their agility. It also is a good drill that tests their memory skills or their focus skills, knowing their left and right. Again, it's easy, but at the same time, it's challenging, which I really like. I like drills that students are capable of doing, but at the same time, they still challenge them. Because it makes the student feel like they're getting good, or it makes the student feel like they're getting somewhere. Of course, you always want to throw in the class stretches. Stretching is very, very important. I used to begin my buddy day stretching, and now I don't. I make sure that I do a lot of fun, high-energy activities, and then I do the stretching to kind of bring them back down to a good level. Again, class stretching is something that you put in there after we do a lot of the cardiovascular or calisthenic exercises. Just moving on the class planners that we provided you, if you notice that I gave you four different sets of drills to use. And what I mean by sets is whenever I teach a particular martial arts technique, especially when I'm doing it in a buddy day class planner, because you have a mixture of students who are familiar with martial arts and, of course, students who are very unfamiliar with martial arts, I like to do different parts of a specific martial art technique that kind of gives them a well-rounded guidance on how to do that particular technique. Let me give you an example just in case you're not following me. For example, set one is punching. So the first thing that I'll do is I'll introduce them to punching, but then we'll go into concentration punches where they start punching really slow because I want to check out their upper body strength on how well they can hold their arm up. I'm looking at their wrist rotation. I'm also looking at their technique. I'm looking at how they make a fist. But then after that, we go right into something else, for example, something fun like bag tag. Which is really cool. Our students like this. If you've used this game before, or this drill, however you want to call it, you know what I mean. Basically, what we do is we have wave bags, two wave bags side by side. Two students come up. When you say go, the first one to tag the bag with a punch gets a point. First one to 5 points is a winner. It's a really good drill to test their reaction skills, but you're also having them practice that punch, practice that fist motion, and you're correcting them during the bag tag. So if you notice, if you see here, what I mean by set is, first, you're introducing them to the technique. Second part is you're kind of providing them with an opportunity to build technique. And then the third part is you're applying that technique to something that's fun and challenging. So I have set one is punching. Then, of course, we have kicking. Then we go down. If you're following me on the report, I have a set for blocking, which has three different parts to teaching them how to do blocking. And, of course, my favorite and a lot of buddies like to do this is jump kicking. So if you notice here, part one, standing broad jump, I'll teach them how to jump. First of all, we'll evaluate how well they can jump. Of course, when I'm doing standing broad jumps, they're putting their feet together and they're jumping as far as they can. This helps me to see what their lower body strength is like. If you remember in the past when we're talking about pre-evaluating students prior to coming in and taking martial arts classes, some of the things that I do in their pre-evaluations is, number one, I put them through a couple of series of exercises to test their lower body strength, and then I put them through a series of exercises to test their upper body strength. Those two key portions of the body are very important in martial arts because you always do kicking, you do stances, then, of course, for upper body, you're doing punching and blocking. If you don't have the proper upper body strength, their arms are going to be very sloppy or very weak when they're executing those strikes or blocks. Of course, that helps me identify their strengths and weaknesses, and I can translate that to the parent. So those students who are doing the standing broad jumps, if they're jumping very far, that means they have fantastic lower body strength. If they're not jumping very far, that means that they have weak lower body strength. Either way, martial arts is fantastic for both students. If they have great lower body strength, I'm telling the parent, your child has fantastic lower body strength. That means that they can do fantastic in martial arts because we do a lot of kicking, so they're really going to enjoy it. On the opposite end, if they have very weak lower body strength, I can say I notice that your child doesn't have a lot of lower body strength, so I think martial arts is going to be fantastic for your child because we do a lot of lower body exercises, we do a lot of kicking, so it's going to help build those muscles. Again, you're translating the values to the martial arts, and you're not just pulling out martial arts is going to build your confidence. Martial arts is going to build your coordination. You're specifically targeting what that child can do or cannot do and then translating how the martial arts is going to benefit that particular student's needs. So going on, when I'm talking about jump kicking here, part one, standing broad jump, like I said, that helps me identify if they have good lower body strength or not. Then we go into the jump front kicks, and then we go into broad jump front kicks. Now, if you're thinking here, a new student doing jump front kicks, I don't know if that's possible. It is very possible. You wouldn't believe what students can do and can't do, especially if you break it down, number one, if you break it down properly. But also, number two, if you're a really good instructor and motivator and you're able to keep the student's attention, you'd be amazed at what they'll try, and you'll be amazed at what they actually can pull out. If you can teach a brand-new student how to do a really cool jump front kick, I think you're going to increase your chances of getting them to want to do martial arts, because a lot of children, the reason why they like to do martial arts, or reason why they want to do martial arts, is because they see all that dynamic martial arts, explosive kicking on TV. They see it in the Power Rangers, in the Ninja Turtles, in the movies, and they want to do it too. So if they come into their first class and they're doing a really cool jump front kick, then they're saying, hey, you know what? Martial arts isn't as hard as what I thought it was. I feel pretty good about it, and I definitely want to take classes now. And that's really what your buddy day is all about. But let me go ahead and just wrap up the class planner, and then we'll get in a little more detail on how you translate or how you transform buddies into actual students. Again, like I said, I have four different sets. Set one is punching, set two is kicking, set three is blocking, and set four is jump kicking. Depending on the size of your buddy day, you might be able to cover all four sets or just pick two sets. For example, pick punching and pick kicking, and then do another buddy day the next month or the next quarter, and then when you do it the next time, do blocking and jump kicking. That way you're not repeating your buddy day class planner. It gives you a little bit more variety. I personally, my favorite buddy day class planner is doing the blocking and doing the jump kicking. I just think that the students are a lot more enthusiastic with those particular sets. They're a lot of fun. But going on, to wrap up your buddy day class planner, you want to end it with some cool-down stretching. It's very important because you don't want the students to be sore the next day, especially those students who may be out of shape or who don't normally get that kind of intense exercising, especially if you're doing jump kicking. After we do the stretching, I always teach a character lesson. I have some archives from teaching. I have some archives of character lessons. If you would like to get some ideas on what kind of character lessons to teach, you can shoot me over an email and I can review that with you. Also, I always want to make sure that I high-five each student at the end of the class and personally approach each one of the buddies and thank them for coming to class. Of course, when we bow out, I always have the buddies bow to their friends who invited them to the actual event just to show respect and appreciation. For them, for bringing them into the actual buddy day. So that's basically a crash course on a buddy day class planner. And of course, if you have any questions, we're about to open it up so that you can ask them if I didn't cover something more, if you need me to cover something more specifically. But let's go on to the important thing, is transforming these buddies into actual enrollments. Now, remember, the way you approach a buddy day really makes a difference on the results you're getting. If you're having a buddy day just to invite kids into the school to do something, an activity that's fun, you may get them to enroll, you may not get them to enroll. I personally think that every single student or every single potential student who comes into my school, if they just get to see my school and how great my school looks and the feel and the environment, and if I can just get those kids into the door to see my personality when we're teaching a dynamic class, I'm very, very, very confident that they're going to sign up. Because when I'm talking to people out in public and I'm doing marketing and I'm meeting people outside of my dojo, you only have limited amount of results when you're trying to get them excited about taking martial arts. Because they don't know what your school looks like. They don't know what kind of personality you have on the classroom floor. Is it strict? Is it boring? Or is it fun and dynamic? So if they come into my school, I know I'm going to get them to sign up. So with that said, let's go ahead and talk about tips on how to get your buddies enrolled into your school. If you do not have a PR director, I recommend that you have one starting January 1st. If there's any kind of homework assignment I can give you that assures that you're going to get fantastic results from it, it's finding a PR director. We talk about this all the time. I mention it in teleconferences, and I talk a lot about it. Actually, most recently in my 20-minute consultations, I've been talking to a lot of school owners about getting a PR director. This can be a volunteer. This could be one of your parents who loves your school, who thinks that your program has done fantastic results, has generated fantastic results with their child, and they want to help you out in any way possible, say, great, I have the role for you. And that role is, I want you to be my PR director. Basically, what a PR director is, it's a public relations director. Basically, their job is to make your school be the coolest place in the world that anybody can possibly be at. I have a fantastic PR director, and what she does is she goes out, she talks to people in my community all the time and brags about our school and talks about how fantastic it is. But she also does a lot of work on the back end, and this is where a PR director can be very effective for a buddy day. My PR director attends all of our events, our buddy days, our open houses, our birthday parties, you name it, she's there. And for our buddy days most specifically, she has a digital camera, and she takes every single buddy with the friend who brought him in and takes a picture of him, a digital picture of him. We also do group pictures, and she's taking pictures throughout the entire class. And then what she does is she collects everybody's email address. If they do not have an email address, she collects their actual mailing address. And she tells them, hey, I got some great shots of your child, or I got some great shots of you in class. Let me get your email address so that I can email you the pictures, or email your parent the pictures. Or let me get your mailing address so that I can mail you the pictures. And she does. She follows up with an email with the digital pictures. She also mails students pictures, especially the ones that come out great. My PR director likes to, she works with Photoshop, and she likes to print out pictures with frames and so forth on them and mail them out to students, which is a very good keepsake, but it also is, it's a great marketing tool because a picture is worth 1,000 words. And let's just say that the buddy's parents did not come in for the buddy day, but they filled out the waiver and they're kind of interested in your school. So their child comes in, participates in the buddy day class, comes home, their mom gets an email and sees this picture of their child with the biggest smile on their face, and it looks like they're having a great time. Well, that really can help seal the deal if somebody was on the fence on whether or not they were going to put them in martial arts. I'm a parent of two chihuahuas. I'm not a parent of a child, but I can imagine as a parent, if I see a picture of my child with a big smile, a glowing face, I'm going to want to see that more often. And if the martial arts school or the martial arts environment was what brought out that big smile, that's something definitely that I'm going to take interest in and want my child to participate in. So again, going back, having a PR director to take these pictures is a great way to emphasize the fun and the excitement at your martial arts school. Going on to the next thing, also, I send out handwritten thank you cards to all of my students who brought a buddy in. We also give them gift certificates to our school. And then a handwritten thank you card to the buddy who actually participates. This shows people that I really care about my students. I really appreciate their business, and that I'm not too busy to take the time to handwrite a personal thank you card. Those thank you cards really can go a very long way. If you're a busy person and you don't have time to handwrite thank you cards, that's again where a PR director can really play an important role. Digital pictures, emails, handwritten thank you cards, personally calling each person after the buddy day to thank them, and then of course sending email reminders about special discounts and incentives for those buddies who participated in class. All those little things that you do for follow-up really can make a big difference. Remember how at the beginning of this teleconference I was talking about the 10 times rule, how you want to market your buddy day to your students, you want to use 10 different avenues, or you want to provide them with an opportunity to hear about the buddy day at least 10 times to really ensure that people are going to take advantage of it. Well, the same thing on the follow-up. When you're following up on all of your buddies, you try to put the 10 times in place again. The digital picture that you send via mail or via email is one way. The handwritten thank you card, that's another one. The email reminder about special incentives for those buddies that participated in the event, not only the email reminder, but even mailing them a special coupon. Again, you can keep this separate from your thank you card, or you can put it together. And then personally calling the student to follow up. The more things that you do after the buddy day, the better chances you have of those students actually coming back into your school and enrolling into one of your programs. Again, just to kind of give you another review, you always hear me talk about marketing plans, and we say that marketing is not just advertising. You have advertising, you have networking, you have publicity, and then the most important one is customer service. That's number four. And this is customer service. Sending those digital pictures, sending those handwritten thank you cards, following up with a call, offering them a special enrollment incentive because they participated in your buddy day. Those little things go a very long way. A martial arts school today cannot survive with great customer service, and I cannot emphasize that enough. So if you can implement as many different things as far as offering gift certificates, the handwritten thank you cards, all these things that I just brought up, you're really going to notice that you're getting a lot better results from these particular events, especially if you ran buddy days in the past and you felt like they were just getting very stale. Either you weren't getting any students to take advantage of them, or you weren't getting any students to enroll after that. Think about customer service and think about ways that you can, number one, promote your event a little bit better, but also, number two, how you can follow up after the event. And in the past, you know, the only thing that I've done to follow up is either send a letter or give them a call. Now I take it a mile further by doing these things that we just suggested here in this particular Buddy Day report. So keep that in mind. If you have a PR director, again, like I said, you're going to get a lot better results. Now, again, when I'm talking about a PR director, this should not go hand in hand with an office manager, or your PR director should not also be an instructor, because the more roles that you play in your school, the more hats that you wear, the less quality you have. If you have a particular employee who plays the PR director / instructor, they're not going to follow up as well as you want them to. If their primary job is just PR, plugging your school, making it a cool place to be, promoting your school, taking pictures, following up, sending letters, and that's their only role, they will take that role and they will run with it the best they possibly can. All right, just keep that in mind. Again, like I said, our program director is a key employee position at our school. If we did not have our PR director, our school would have very limited success. Just like if your school did not have a good office manager or your school did not have a good head instructor. Those three roles, the head instructor, the office manager, and the PR director, those should all be separate positions in your business. If you have the opportunity to have those three separate staff positions, you're going to notice that your success is going to start to increase, because each staff member can take their role and they can really run with it. And again, these roles do not have to be paid positions at first. These roles can be volunteer positions. You would not believe how many parents out there maybe used to have a job and they quit their job to raise a family, and now they're kind of bored and they want to do something, but they don't want to go back and work 9 to 5. Those are the ideal people to have as your PR director, and they can make a big difference, especially when it comes to a very important event such as a Buddy Day. So just to go ahead and wrap up this report before we open it up for some questions, again, remember, market your Buddy Day just like you market your school. Make sure that you have a fantastic class planner already written. We've done the work for you, so you don't even have to worry about doing that. All you have to do is print out this class planner and teach it, or give it to your staff member to teach. Remember, the customer service is very important, so when you follow up on your Buddy Days, follow up on all those buddies who participated in the event, you want to make sure that you're doing as many things as you possibly can, such as sending pictures, sending emails, giving them a call, sending handwritten thank you notes, sending coupons. The more you do, the better the results that you're going to get. And also try to do a Buddy Day at least once every quarter, which means that you would do a Buddy Day 4 times per year. I highly recommend that you do that. Don't think that it's going to get stale. If you have a lot of energy, you have a fantastic class planner, and the kids have a really good time, your Buddy Day should never get stale. If your Buddy Days are getting stale, then you want to think about several things. Number one, are they stale because you're not having students participate? Then maybe you need to make sure, maybe you need to try to market it a little bit better, or invest in some nicer invitations. If you're noticing that students aren't enrolling after your Buddy Day, maybe you need to add more customer service into the follow-up. Or maybe you need to change the instructor who's running the Buddy Day, because the role on the floor is equally as important as how well you promote it, and equally as important as how well you follow up on it with the customer service. So keep that in mind as well. So that is our Buddy Day teleconference report. If you do not have it on text, contact your member solutions representative so that you can get that report. Basically sums up everything we talked about today. It also provides you with the Buddy Day class planner. Let's go ahead and open it up to any kind of questions or comments that anybody has regarding the Buddy Day class planner. If we can go ahead and unmute your phones, let's go ahead and chit-chat and see what kind of information, additional information, we can provide everybody. Who would like to go first? I think we're trying to unmute the phone here. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Melody, is the phone unmuted?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Melody, it's Jason Wagner.
Hey, Jason.
Hey,
question on the push-up game. My assistant instructor and I are sitting here, and we kind of looked at each other kind of sideways when you said it because we couldn't figure out what you were doing with that.
Gotcha. Okay. Imagine you're in push-up position facing another partner.
Uh-huh.
And you're basically you're holding your body up with your toes and your hands. So what you're trying to do is you're going to lift one of your hands off the floor and try to pull one of their hands off to kind of knock them off balance. Try to knock them. Let me explain it another way. Say you're in push-up position and an instructor walks right by you and kicks one of your hands out. You're going to fall on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thing, except for you're in push-up position along with your partner facing each other, and you're just trying to knock one of their hands out from underneath them.
Okay, so they're not actually doing push-ups while you're doing it. You're holding yourself in the up position. And
right,
trying to...
right.
Okay, cool.
Right. It's a lot of fun. Your kids will really like it. You know, they fall, but they don't have too far to fall. You just want to make sure that you tell them chin up so that they don't fall flat on their face. But even if they do, they get a good laugh out of it. And I haven't had any injuries, knock on wood, with it. Actually, my students really love to play that game.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, what other kind of questions we have?
Yes, Melody?
Yes.
This is Robert with Excel Karate again.
Hey there.
With that just to follow up on that push-up game, as far as partnering up, do you typically partner up when they play these games, partner up the student and the buddy?
Absolutely.
It's always the student and the buddy partnership.
Absolutely, and you know we do a lot of calisthenics and a lot of exercising in my martial arts classes, so I always know that my students are very strong, they're very competitive, so when they bring their buddy in and they're able to compete against their buddy, you know, my students do really well, and it's kind of a healthy competition that way, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, great.
Okay, other questions? Anybody else have any other kind of questions or any kind of other kind of comments about the Buddy Day class planner that you'd like to share? Okay, then I think that kind of wraps it up. Again, like I said, remember that the planning is very important. The dynamic class planner is important, and then the customer service follow-up is equally as important. Sometimes we get so caught up with everything else that we're running in our school, we lose focus of either the promoting of the Buddy Day, or next thing you know, we realize that tomorrow is the Buddy Day, and we have so many other things we're doing that when we jump on the floor to run the planner, we're not giving it our everything that we got. Or after the Buddy Day is done, we think about all the other things that we have to do now with our school, and we forget to follow up on the customer service. And that really limits your results. So make sure that you guys, when you put a Buddy Day in your schedule, don't overlook those important areas. Of course, if you have any questions or you'd like any more advice or insight on Buddy Days, don't forget that Member Solutions provides you with the opportunity to get a 20-minute consultation. This is a free service that Member Solutions provides you to everyone. They really went way out of their way to acquire those services for you guys. And, again, I just want to thank everybody who has taken advantage of those 20-minute consultations. I'm getting to meet a lot of really great people. We're getting a live networking done. I believe that all the Member Solutions clients who are taking advantage of the 20-minute consultations are all experiencing a lot of success, which is really good for the martial arts industry. Also, I just want to thank everybody for all their feedback on the past teleconferences. It's really good to hear that you guys are enjoying the material and that it's helping you out. And I also like to thank everybody who puts in their request for material, because we want to make sure that we're servicing your needs. We want to provide you a material that you find can be very useful to your school. So keep those comments coming in. Keep those requests coming in. And you guys, hopefully you'll have a great rest of 2005. Everybody have a wonderful holiday. Look forward to 2006. It's going to be a great year. So thank you guys very much. And everybody take care.
Thanks, Melody.
See you later, Mel.